This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
Hello. I'm having a sick week at home, which is really nice, and I'm actually really enjoying it because, well, I know obviously it's not great to be sick, but Jack, my fellas, he's sick as well and we live together. But the vibe in the house is so relaxed. You know, we normally be running around doing loads of jobs and, like, I don't know, you just be doing stuff in the day and you feel like, I think because we finished work that bit earlier, there's like an expectancy that we have to do a bit more. Mm-hmm. Sorry, that sounds like so pick me. But I mean, like, you feel like, oh, I can do all that. Sure, you're working all day. I've got the afternoon free. But actually you're like, no, leave me alone. How am I trying to say? People assume that you have all the time in the world, which you do, but they don't take into account that you're probably sleep deprived at night and need to catch up a little bit during the day and stuff like that. But this week has just been like on the couch watching movies.
I'm so jealous.
Wrecked.
That sounds
like Jack's
unreal.
In bits.
Apart from being wrecked, like.
Yeah. But in the sense that, like, it's like there's no pressure. Mm-hmm. It's just, let's watch this random show. We're on season 3 of a show on Netflix called The A Word.
Oh, yeah.
And
I good?
Like, it is
it
really
one of those
good.
Like, I can't wait to go back and watch it and sit on the couch and watch it?
Yeah, it's kind of, it's funny. It's about a little boy who has autism and like how their family are kind of dealing with it. And
is it reality or what is it?
It's not reality. It's based on a book, I think. But it reminds me of a soap.
Okay.
It's the kind of show that it's not like in every episode there's like a massive cliffhanger and I need to go back. But it's just lovely to have on all day.
Okay, fair
I've had
enough.
It on all day, all week. And I come in from work at like midday and I light the candles in the sitting room. Like, you know, like, it's an evening vibe at midday.
Yes.
And then the whole day is just an evening vibe.
I love that.
And then it's like, are you hungry again? Do you want to make another toasty?
I'm so jealous of you being able to just eat whatever you want at the moment because
I'm on
the fitness thing, so I'm only on a certain amount of calories, so I'm not eating a lot.
Yeah.
And I have to eat at very specific times and whatever, and it's so fucking boring. And
yeah,
I just want everything.
I know.
Everything.
When you can't have it.
So
as
when
well.
You're lying on the couch, I have to go to the gym later and then I'm going to play golf and I've 1500 calories. Like, do you know what I mean? It's going to kill me. So the fact that you're just sitting on the couch, and I know you're sick and I know you're tired, so
no,
that's
no.
fair enough.
Do you know what I'm going through a phase of at the moment, lads?
And eating, oh, I'm just so jealous. Go on.
Jelly beans.
I love jelly beans.
I found the most
more than anything
elite jelly beans in the world. I can't tell you more. Dave, I picked them up at the counter the other day and I was like, oh my God, we need to go back and
Tesco.
Get more. Aldi. The
interesting.
Trust me.
Now,
Aldi jelly beans.
What? Now, this very important. What shape are they?
They're like typical jelly beans, like ovally.
Do it on your fingers. How long are they?
Oh, like they're little dots. They're really little babies.
They're little baby beans.
Little baby beans.
My least favorite thing in the world. I will never eat them.
What do you?
I refuse.
What's your jelly baby? Jelly bean.
The longer one. So the one. So say for example.
Like the cylindrical oval.
I don't know how. Yeah, it's like a grain of rice, but much bigger, obviously, and longer. It's much longer than the little bit. You know those jelly bean factory ones? They're not the ones I like at all.
Right.
It's the longer ones. They're my favorite things in the world.
And
I won't eat the yellow ones.
Is they all have such a distinctive different taste?
That's why I don't like them.
You don't like.
That's why I don't like that. No.
Oh.
The Tesco ones are just. Okay, I'll bring in my jelly beans.
I'm going to bring in my jelly beans. Jelly babies. I made a fucking
jelly babies.
Jelly beans. You said jelly babies.
Sorry.
I made a terrible mistake the other day. I went back to Aldi looking for the jelly beans and I picked up jelly babies. I'm not a fan of jelly babies.
I don't
babies.
Like jelly babies
They're
at
so
all. They are awful.
So then I was like, Jack, I picked up the wrong ones. Can you go back to Aldi, please?
I had it when me and Pippa went to the cinema a couple of weeks ago. We had the best thing in the world because we got pick and mix.
Oh, class.
Just, now, in fairness, pick and mix is kind of shite these days, but it was just like, oh, I want a bit of that. Yeah, put a load in that. And it was the cup one. So no matter what, it was the same price.
Mm-hmm.
They just gave you the cup and you could fill up the cup. It was class.
So when I was working in the corner shop, I know it's so typical of the whole like, oh, did you ever rob a penny sweet? But fuck me, I used to go ham on the couch. Back in those days, it was amazing.
It was so good.
Do you remember those long
25 cent bags? You used to get like 10 jellies in them.
Do you remember those long green? I picked one up in a shop in Strawberry the other day.
With the white inside?
Fuck, gorgeous.
No, I'd never touched them.
Loved them.
I liked the...
I loved the fizzy cola bottle, the long fat lads.
Yeah, but I'm thinking of the bars. Fruit salad, blackjack, wham. Danny?
I just was such a fan of fruit salads. Sexy.
They were just unbelievable. Unbelievable. And Chewits. Someone had a Chewit the other day. I was like, that's
lovely.
A throwback.
A green Chewit that blows the head off you. I get them occasionally.
Oh yeah, I would never. The sour or anything like that. I don't eat yellow or green sweets.
Really?
Orange, black, red, purple, I'm all for. I don't eat yellow or green sweets.
Why yellow? Just, you think it's going to be really fizzy?
Lemon or banana. Don't like it.
Fair enough.
Yeah, and white. I also don't eat white sweets.
vanilla.
It's not even, it's just like, it's plain or something. I don't like it. It's like chewing water.
Yeah, okay.
Which is funny because they probably all taste the exact same.
I'll bring in the Aldi jelly beans tomorrow that are my new obsession. And we will talk to you tomorrow.
Please, bye. Love you. Good morning. What's going on?
It's
welcome to Thursday.
It's so bright and lovely out there today. It's fab.
Honestly, it's like 4 p.m.
Yeah,
it feels, doesn't it?
It didn't even feel like that break of dawn.
Yeah, I know.
On the way in, it was like, the day is underway. Let's
I woke
get
up
moving.
At 4 and
did
it was
you?
Still kind of bright. Like.
Really? Yeah. Did you get back to sleep for a bit?
I did. Okay, managed nice. To get back to sleep.
You know, I'm looking at Joanne McNally, who I love, the comedian. She's on tour at the moment and she's in Australia. And when Joanne goes on tour, obviously every few years it kind of dominates her whole world for however long, and I enjoy her podcast. I sound like I know her well. I don't. But I could not live on the road. Do you
no.
know that? That's my
the tour bus
away.
Life isn't for you?
No, I don't think so. And Joanne's not even a tour bus life. It's even probably a little bit more glamorous than what some bands and stuff would have to put up with, like, you know, moving with the whole crew.
Okay.
She gets the opportunity to stay in hotels and stuff, but just like the time zones, the food, the not being able to go out and make your own slice of toast.
I know. So like Pippa travels a lot for work, so, and I know the travelling really messes her up.
Yeah.
Now in fairness, she's going to like America and then over to Berlin and then back to America and then over to London or whatever. But like if you were out of home for that long,
yeah,
I'd go mad.
Yeah,
I'd need my own, you'd need to have your own things to do, wouldn't you?
But even like waking up in a new city going, okay, I need to get my underwear washed. Like, where's the nearest?
That's a good point. I need to wash my clothes.
In the last place I was in that I was there for, say, a full run of 2 weeks, I had it down. You know, yeah. This is the dry cleaners, or this is where you go. It's just, I don't know, lads. It'd be obviously amazing, but I just don't know if I'm cut for it. I can see, like, she's in Australia, and then just because I was watching her stories this morning, and she's sitting up in a hotel room, like, having her dinner again.
On her own.
Doing, in some cases now, two comedy shows a day. They might do a matinee in the afternoon, and then an evening show. And then she does a North America tour from, she's basically gigging again until the end of this year.
It sounds nice for a while, like to have that break with just you, yourself and I.
Yeah.
But I'd say it gets old pretty quick.
Yeah, I think so too. Lads, I'm very set in my ways. I'm getting old now, you know yourself. For now though, came across this. I love when you get a little belter on Instagram. So much of what we see on social is like absolute rubbish.
AI muck.
Yeah, totally slop. But last night I came across this and I was like, do you know what? I think Dave might enjoy this. We both have a bit of a nerdy streak, I think, when it comes to English. So we all know generational slang and how it evolves from generation to generation. So like the types of words and phrases and abbreviations, even the tone that different age groups use to communicate. And it's all about kind of communicating your identity, I think. Like, for example, I think that the alphas now are trying to even separate themselves from the Gen Z's.
When you say alphas, you mean Gen alphas or do you mean like alpha people in the world?
Sorry, I mean Gen alphas.
Ah.
Yeah, yeah. Like the people...
Who are Gen Alphas now?
Aren't they the ones born from 2010 to
God,
now?
Don't ask me.
So they're the generation younger than Gen Z.
Okay.
So that's where you get your skibbities and your this, that.
Ah, right? Okay.
So basically what came up on Instagram was all these different generations and ones that went further back than I'd be familiar with in terms of their slang and stuff. So I wanted to see, it's crazy how, you know, we all shame each other for age and whether you're a millennial or you're this or you're that. But actually, when you go way back to even the silent generation, these are people born between 1928 to 1945.
Do they have a generation? Like, what is their...
It's called the silent generation.
The silent generation.
Yeah, not very nice for them. But hey, you look back and go, your slang is so cool.
Oh, go on.
And so understand, like, okay, so I'm going to tell you the slang word and just see. Now, bear in mind, we're going back between people born between 1928 and 1945 on this. Hooey. H-O-O-E-Y.
A hooey.
A hooey.
I'd say hooey, it was kind of like a dance, like a party. Like a hooey. Yeah, like a hooey.
You're a little bit off on it, but it is, it's nonsense. Like, that's a load of rubbish. That's a load
I'm
of
very off.
Yeah, yeah, that's
okay,
a load of rubbish.
Okay, that's a load of, oh, I have heard that. That's a load of hooey.
Yeah.
That's very American, I think.
It's
but
good,
yeah, I've heard
it?
That, yeah.
I think this is interesting.
I think
reasons.
You'd be slagged to bits if you were at a party and you just went, oh, that's a load of hooey.
That's a load Everybody of
Everybody'd be like, shut
it does
up.
Actually sound really posh Brit, doesn't it?
It's very
that's
posh
very
Brit.
Very hooey. Ritzy.
I'd say
Think of
yeah,
what
ritzy.
It reminds you of.
I'd say glitzy. Like, I'd say almost like
yeah.
you've money. Like, you know what I mean? That's very
elegant
posh
or luxurious. Really interesting that, like, obviously you've got the Ritz hotels all around the world now as well, you know?
Oh, very ritzy.
Hep.
I like that. Let's bring that back because what do we have at the moment? Bougie.
Bougie.
Yeah, I like ritzy.
Ritzy's
ritzy. Ritzy's nice. Yeah. Has a little bit of something to it.
I like this. Hep.
Hep?
Yeah.
Oh.
And it's not what you think.
Hep. What do I think? Hep.
The hep, it does. Okay, let's just call a spade. It sounds like some sort of STI or something.
The hep.
It ain't that.
Is it? Could you use it in a sentence?
Do you know what?
Without giving it away.
That lad, he's always up to speed. He's always in the hep.
Oh, he's in the know.
He's in the know.
Ah, very good. I never would have got that.
To flip your wig back then was to?
I'd say freak out. Like
the other way, but in a positive way. To get really excited. Not freak
stop
out.
Stop to flip your wig.
Yes,
oh,
stop
okay.
to flip your wig. And finally, from that period, hotsy totsy meant perfect.
Hotsy totsy.
Everything's hotsy totsy
around
English, here.
That yeah. one. And ritzy.
Baby boomers then, they came after 1946 to 1964. We all know this. Today, if you're getting your bread, you're getting your money.
Yes.
Yeah, that was kind of born in that era. A boob tube then. It was not a boob tube.
It was that not a top, no?
It was a television.
Sorry, I knew that. Yeah, television. Yeah, I don't know.
What's the story there?
Because you were a boob if you sat and watched the tube or something like that. I don't know.
Okay. To split was to leave a place fast, like an Irish exit. I'm
gonna
split.
Let's
again,
split. I suppose. Like, we'd have... I always wonder, like, when I say these, do people go, shut up? Because I'm like, right, will we bounce? And what is my mate?
Bounce.
My mates would go, right, will we make shapes?
Yeah.
Which I think is real country.
I like your
makeshape. I like makeshape.
And then obviously it moves on to after that you got the Gen Xers. There's stuff here that sounds very familiar to us, like janky, low quality or broken. Take
janky.
A chill pill, which is calm down, of course. Chill out is even coming in as slang, which is interesting for Gen X. Wicked, very or extremely. And then it moves on and we know the crack between millennials with OMG, YOLO, FOMO, mood, Stan.
I don't understand what happened to English when we took over, because I feel like everything we said that's negative now is actually a good thing. So say, for example, you do something cool, you're like, that is sick. That's a bad thing.
That's a good point.
And then say, you know, say, oh, that's a good looking girl. Oh, she is a baddie.
But also, if you thought, like, you listened to a song and you went, that is filthy.
Yeah, filthy, yeah.
And
yeah.
it actually is like, that means you love it.
Oh, yeah.
It's 100%.
It's weird, isn't it?
Good morning.
Morning. What's going on? How are you? Would you like to win Wellfest? Because it's back. And Spin are the official media partner. It's Europe's largest health, fitness and wellness festival. And it's on Saturday 9th and Sunday 10th of May. So check that diary. Make sure you're free. And if you're not free, get rid of that, whatever plan that is, and do this instead. It's at the Royal Hospital Kilmainham Wellfest. You'll be looking all good and fit and healthy.
And everyone's so nice and everyone's so happy because all the positive endorphins are flying around.
Exactly. And I'm pretty sure this was a scientific research yesterday that came out. If you go to Wellfest, you're sexy.
I believe that to be true.
Yeah,
actually.
That came
it's
out.
Funny,
yeah,
isn't it?
That came out yesterday.
It's going to be filled with energy, movement, and music, with a vibrant lineup of fitness experiences, wellness activities, expert talks, and live entertainment, all set in an outdoor dynamic environment. It's funny, isn't it? Imagine the because so many people meet, like, oh, where'd you meet your fella? Oh, we met at Leisure Picnic.
Oh yeah.
Where'd you meet your missus? Oh, we met at Wellfest. You're like, ooh.
Fit couple.
You guys are
fit fam.
Fit spose. Katie's on to play this morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good, good. Where are you off to?
I'm going to work.
Oh, very good. What do you do and where do you have to go?
I work in a hospital.
Oh, good on you.
What do you do in the hospital, Katie?
I'm a social worker.
A social worker. Very good job. And are you a fit person? Are you someone who would attend Wellfest? Have ever attended Wellfest?
Never attended, but I live close by and it always sounds so fun.
Oh my God, yeah, that's great. You're so handy if you live near as well.
You're a Kilmainham gal, are you?
Yes, I am.
Okay, very nice. Well, let's see if we can get you to your back garden to this incredible festival called Wellfest. Basically, Emma is going to be shown some words in studio, Katie, right? All to do with Wellfest and wellness. And she's going to try to describe them words to you. Now, they could be speakers at the festival. They could be healthy foods. They could be workouts. Things like that. So Emma's going to describe them to you not using those words. You have to guess three words in 30 seconds to win those weekend passes. So are you ready to go?
Yes, I am.
All right.
Let's do this,
guys. Best of luck. Emma's got you. 30 seconds on the clock, Emma. Please describe this word.
These are supplements that you take. You need to get like a lot of these into you every day.
A and B and C.
Yeah, like there's...
Vitamins?
Yes, that's the one. This is something you wear on your head if you don't want all the residue to drip down your face when you're exercising. It wraps...
A headband?
Yeah, perfect.
That'll do. This is something you do in the gym if you want to emulate what you do in a boat. You sit down and you move forward and back.
The row bike.
Let's do that. Row machine. That's perfect. Unbelievable. Katie, congratulations. You are going to Wellfest.
Whee!
Thank you. Whee!
You got the brain waking up. Now you're going to get the body woken up at Wellfest. You're going to have a fantastic time. Enjoy it.
Thank you so much.
Have fun. Talk to you later.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So the last chance with us to win your way to Wellfest will be on tomorrow morning show, but we're going to do it after 9:30, if that's okay with you.
That sounds good to me.
Does that work?
Yeah, works for me. It's in the journal.
Do you have any words left at this stage?
I don't know. Callum left a couple, but okay. I think we've been through them all. So let's repeat some.
We might have to ad-lib.
1038. Dublin. This is Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning. Your number one hit music station.
Let's go. Good morning. After 8:30, girly quiz. And in the next few minutes, we will play the Tricky 10. Hope you're well.
Good morning. Odds are that you're right now sitting on the M50.
Ah, yeah.
And I want to hark back to something Emma Nolan said on the very first week of this show. You said...
The M50 doesn't work.
It clearly doesn't work.
Yeah.
Something needs to be done.
Yeah, it doesn't work.
I have had golf last week in Castleknock at 6:20.
Yeah.
I left at 5:00. I only barely made it, right? To Castleknock from Dublin 6.
Yeah.
Castleknock, right?
It shouldn't take an hour and 20 minutes to get anywhere in this city.
So now I'm going to leave at 5:00 today, but the lads were like, we've actually changed it because the lads went golfing last night out in Castleknock. I wasn't there now, but they went out and they texted me and he was like, we've changed our tea time to 7 o'clock.
It's not worth it.
At 7 o'clock tea time, are you serious? They're like, no, just believe me, it's better than being stuck in traffic. I'm like, oh my God.
But you're still going to get to traffic for 7. You still have people leaving work at 6.
I know, but that's what I'm talking about. I'm still going to have to leave around 5:30.
It's a nightmare.
5:45.
It's a nightmare, it's a nightmare, it's a nightmare.
And they have the gall to charge you for it.
For the M50. I know.
To charge you for it.
I know.
What are you paying for?
Honestly,
I could sit in my own car, in my own driveway for 1/2 hour or 1.5 hours.
Yeah, and you're not paying for the emissions of like, and the fuel of sitting there, like going bumper to bumper or not moving at all. It just, there's something wrong. I don't know what we need to do. Do we need to extend to more lanes?
I think there needs to be another M50, but I call it the M52.
Yeah, yeah.
And put it right beside the M50.
Yeah. And which M50 do you want today? Which one's quieter?
Yes, which one will I go for?
Or instead of the traffic calming measures being like, everyone drop back and do 30 kilometres an hour on this motorway to try and solve the traffic. Instead be like, okay, you in this car, you go up to the next floor.
Yeah.
You take that M50.
But you know what really helped, Emma? When they stopped us being able to turn right onto Pierce Street from Westland Row. God, that helped everything. Just fantastic. Tricky.
10. But first and foremost, each and every morning we aim to give away €1,000 on the Tricky 10. Get all 10 questions correct and it's yours. And if you top the leaderboard on Friday, those tickets to Pitbull, so in demand. On to give it a lash today is Laura. What are you doing this morning?
Nothing much, to be honest. I've only woken up like 20 minutes ago.
Oh, nice. Laura, you sound awful chill. Are you a chill person in general or are you trying to portray chillness across the airwaves?
I mean, I've seen how badly people have done on this quiz, so... If I do bad, I don't feel that bad. There's no way I'll do that bad.
That's what you're saying, Laura.
Well, I could do, but I won't feel bad about it. You know?
Yeah, yes. Fair enough. The pressure
isn't really on that much this week with the score to beat of 4, so we're doing okay.
Yeah. Are you a quizzer, Laura? Are you good at general knowledge?
Do you know what? I'm absolutely terrible.
Oh, great. Yeah. Well, this is the game for you.
Laura, I'm the person on the pub quiz team who literally contributes nothing. I just try to bring
vibes. In fairness, you go and get the drinks.
Exactly. I do the job. Did anyone knock a drink there?
I'll get the wipes. Laura, what's work for you?
I am unemployed at the moment. I'm looking for a job.
Very nice. So you need the €1,000 is what you're saying, Laura?
I do, but I don't feel very confident.
Okay, very good. Very nice. Okay, well, Laura, who's currently unemployed, who needs €1,000, let's see if we can get you there. We are going to put 55 seconds on the clock and ask you 10 questions. Each answer is a number between 1 and 10 and will not repeat. We're only going to be able to accept your first answer. And if you don't know the answer, Laura, please just give it a guess. Okay, don't pass because then you're just definitely not going to win the €1,000. If If you top the leaderboard at the end of the week, you win a pair of tickets to see Pitbull at Marley Park this summer, which will be an incredible gig. And as I said, if you answer all 10 questions correct, you will win that €1,000.
Come on, Laura.
Laura, where are you from?
Sandyford.
Laura in Sandyford, the best of
luck. Come on, Laura.
Rachel currently top of the leaderboard, scoring 4 and 55 seconds. We have all the faith in you. Emma's going to ask your questions. The best of luck.
You got this, girl. 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. What time would it be if a 24-hour clock read 1,800 hours?
6.
In total, a piano has 80 watt keys.
2.
Ryanair mainly fly out of what terminal at Dublin Airport?
1.
Malachy Culkin was how many years old when filming started for Home Alone?
Macaulay, sorry.
5.
In rugby sevens, how many minutes does each half last? In rugby sevens.
7.
Which number represents the letter X in Roman numerals? X.
10.
What English TV channel was the original home of Big Brother?
Ooh,
channel what? Okay. Neo and Akon played how many nights at the Three Arena last week?
3.
What is the only even prime number?
1. Ugh.
I hear a big ugh at the end of that, Laura. You're not.
Like, I know some of these.
You're not happy, are you?
I don't know. I panicked towards the end there.
Okay, well, listen, we only got through 9 questions. So let's see how you did in them 9 questions.
0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yes, a score of 5, Laura. Yay! You are on top of the leaderboard.
Wow. Come on, gal. That's good going.
That's
well
not
done.
Bad at all. It's over 50% too, because you didn't get through all 10 questions. But let's go through some of the ones you got wrong. In total, a piano has 88 keys, not 82. Macaulay Culkin is how many years old when filming started for Home Alone? You said 5. The answer was 9.
Famously not Malachy.
Malachy Culkin. What English TV channel was the original home of Big Brother? It was Channel 4 instead of Channel 8. And what is the only even prime number? I never would have got this, but apparently it is 2. You said 1. So Laura, that's a score of 5 out of 9. Happy? Are you happy? What are you feeling?
It's much better. I thought I was going to get like a 2. So
you did really well. You should be proud of yourself, girl.
I would be very happy with a score of 5. They were tricky, I thought, today, Laura. Thank you so much for playing, and good luck for the rest of the week. If no one else beats your score, you are off to Pitbull.
Thanks very much, guys.
Take care, Laura. So nice to chat to you.
Bye bye.
Okay, do you want to play tomorrow? We would love to have you on. If you want to take it on, it's tricky in a WhatsApp to 087 711 1038. Bearing in mind the score to beat now is a score of 5. So if you're confident, well then show us that you're confident and win your way to Pitbull at the very least. Get all 10 correct.
5 is beatable. Alright, 5 is definitely beatable. No offence, Laura, but 5 is beatable. So come on and do it. Why not?
€1,000 could be yours if you get the 10 correct as well tomorrow. So get in touch with the word tricky.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Busy weekend ahead for me. A lot of family around, which is fun.
I like the way we're already back to talking about what we're doing for the weekend.
I know. It's just in my brain today because I have a bit of organising to do, because I literally have like all of my family staying in my tiny rented house this weekend.
Again?
Yeah, no. Do you remember we were talking about it a few weeks ago about who do we kick out? That's happening this weekend.
Sorry, yeah.
So this Saturday morning, I'm picking up my brother from the airport. You probably don't remember. It was ages ago. Last December, 12 months, I was saying on the show one morning, really early crack of dawn, dropped Barry, my brother, to the airport. He moved to Australia and I've not seen him since. But he kind of smartly elongated his trip home. He's always been fascinated by China. So he spent the last like China. 5 weeks. Yeah, that's what he was saying. I'm in China. He's been in China for the last 5 weeks and he flies home Saturday morning. Sadly for us, only for a visit.
Oh, he's gone back.
Yeah, we have this kind of theory. We don't know if Barry's ever going to come home to us full time.
I thought you were going to say you have this theory that he's met someone, or you know what I mean?
Well, potentially we could get news like that, but I just, do you know the way, like, he's done a year and a half now. Not quite a year and a half, but close.
But he's
enough.
A doctor, right?
He's a physio.
Okay,
physio.
But that means he doesn't have to, like, it's a different visa. Like, he can just live over there, right?
I'm not sure the ins and outs of it, but like he's definitely, I actually don't know, but he's definitely got a visa.
Okay.
Yeah, he's sweet, like. But yeah, some people go and they come back. I don't know. Maybe eventually, but I'd say he's got a good few years left in him over there.
Right.
He's like, the lifestyle's better, the sun's always out, life's good.
That sounds great.
So
what are we doing? Are we idiots for not doing this?
I always feel like that when I talk to someone who's lived in somewhere like Australia. Because even my parents went to visit my brother, like, back in January of this year. They went off and went to Australia, and I was like, tempted, obviously, by the idea of going with them. But I remember thinking at the time, if I went to Sydney for 2 weeks,
you wouldn't come back.
I wouldn't come back.
Yeah.
I'd be like, this is the life, lads. Yeah. They get up in the morning and they go and sit in the beach and they have a coffee and then they go to work and the sun's always out. Like, oh, it just sounds dreamy. Anyway, Barry, I called him the other day. He was texting me saying, are you still okay to pick me up? And do I definitely have a bed in your house for a few days and blah, blah, blah. So I gave him a call and he started like almost drooling on the phone. He was like, Emma, you've no idea. I'm so hungry, just what? Thinking about getting home. And I was like, what, are you not eating? Barry's quite a fussy eater. The palate now would be even more limited than yours,
really?
David Hammond.
Okay.
Like, he only had his first, like, I don't know, like, he's never ever ever even tried a piece of fruit.
Okay.
He's got
right.
some kind of food trauma. We don't know what's going on.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah, yeah.
But like, he had his first like stack of ribs in a restaurant like 2 years ago and I was like, oh my god, yay, he's eating something that isn't like, hi, can I just get the nuggets and chips?
Yeah, yeah, right? Yeah.
So on the phone the other day, he's like, can you just do me a favour and get a few bits in for me in the house on Saturday? And I was like, yeah, go on, what you want? So he went through the list. He was like, some things now you can't get in, but this is his dream day of eating.
Please.
On Saturday.
In Ireland.
He will land at 7 a.m. and he wants to come home and have a fry. And I was like, that's grand, we'll get that sorted for you. And
like sausages.
All the stuff, but like the Denny's, you know, the
yes,
good stuff at home.
Savage. Don't you go cheaping out now.
I won't. I'll give him what he wants, right? He said, I want you to please buy for me bird's eye waffles.
Bird's eye waffles are goated.
Only
they are absolutely goated.
He said, will you get a 12 pack and put every single one of them on? I want to see if I can eat 12 with my fry. I said, no problem. I think he's been starving because like the thing about when you're, I even noticed this in Thailand, sometimes when you're in countries like that, they're offering you rice for breakfast.
Yeah.
And you're like, I just can't get my head around the fact of not having like a slice of toast.
Of course.
So I think he's a bit starved.
Sorry,
you know what
keep
I mean?
Going. I'm salivating
said,
now.
With the fry, could you please have a pink Vit Hit in the fridge for me?
A Vit Hit?
He'd like a Vit Hit with
interesting choice,
yeah.
Barry.
Yeah. Then he said he's
not
gonna,
a cup of Barry's tea, like.
He's going to let that simmer for an hour or two and then he's going straight out for a chicken fillet roll. It's very Irish. It's very typical. But I get it. When you've been away for so long,
yeah,
you want to just get your teeth into it.
I feel like a chicken fillet roll is, and I hate to be Spin 103 talking about chicken fillet rolls.
No, but like, I get it. When you've been away, it's
but like, is it
one.
Not something you could kind of recreate yourself? Get some lettuce, get
not
a baguette.
The way
and get
the Central Delis do
really?
It, Dave. The way they get chop it up. Yeah, the way they get those fillings in. Yummy, yummy, yummy. But he also
I
said,
baby chicken fillet roll,
he'd love a chipper to be open in the afternoon because he'd like to team his chicken fillet roll with soft chipper chips. He goes into specifics here. From an Italian chipper, preferably covered in vinegar.
Oh my God. A chicken fillet roll with chips.
That's
is
what
class.
He wants to go for on Saturday afternoon. And then I don't know in what context he wants this. He just has written on his list Kerrygold butter.
Okay,
so
really?
I don't know where we're going to go with this. But
this
that's
sounds
his dream
deadly.
Day on Saturday. He's like, I want them all in. And he also said, I want to round off the day with a 99.
Interesting.
Yeah. I was thinking about myself because when I was in Thailand, the food was lovely. But like I said, sometimes I can be a bit of a plain eater as well. And I was like, oh, just give me an egg. You know, it's 7 a.m. I don't want rice right now. So this was kind of the stuff that was floating through my mind. A little bit of a wider palate, but still kind of plain.
Go on.
Give me some eggs Benedict with hollandaise sauce, please. I would like poppy seed bread from Centra. You know that big loaf that like you could actually knock someone out, but it's full of those lovely poppy seeds. So good. It's just so so chewy. I would like little orange juice, the smooth one. I would like Donnybrook Fair lasagna.
Wow.
I would like a jambon from the deli. I would like Weetabix chocolate minis. So good. And I would like leek and potato soup.
Well, here I have something to tell you.
What?
You can have all of that today if you want.
It's true.
You could
it's
have all
true.
Of that.
It's
I just, if I was coming home from Australia or something and I was like only coming home for a week, I would eat non-stop Chinese.
Would you?
Yeah. I'd want that big,
from your local.
That Irish dirty Chinese.
Yeah, yeah. Spice box.
Yeah, like spice box or like, I don't know, 4-in-1 or something like that. That's
he's
the
like
dream.
Determined to like almost make himself sick.
I'm starving. I'm salivating
I know,
now.
I
can't believe it. It's a girly quiz. Makeup and hair's interior. How will Dave do? Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy.
Hello, hello. Welcome on in to the girly quiz.
All positivity from Emma Nolan.
Yes.
The complete opposite from me.
I try to like take on the extra positivity on a Thursday when Dave's down in the dumps about this. So basically, we do this every week. Dave has asked three questions all about women, being a woman, girlhood, etc. And the ins and outs of that. In order to win the week, he must get all three questions correct, but he does have a couple of lifelines to help him along the way. One is his phone a female, and it's the lovely Emma this morning.
Not you, Emma.
Another Emma.
Another Emma. Emma, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How
Emma,
are you?
Emma, where do your expertise lie when it comes to women? Is it health, beauty, body parts, or any other stereotypical women thing?
I think I should know it all.
A Jackie of all trades, Emma. That's exactly that's exactly the kind of person I want on this girly quiz. Thank you very, very much. Well, just for coming on, you've won yourself a €100 Just Eat voucher. But I'd love if you could stay on the phone just in case I do need you. And I can basically can guarantee you I will need you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I tell you, say you will.
All right, Emma, thanks a million. Dave, we'll be back to you at some point during the three questions. And just for you listening, we always say this, if there's little ears in the car, just be wary, because sometimes the questions can lead Dave off on tangents, and sometimes it's just conversations you might not yet have had with your younger ones. But I do think today, looking at them, they should be fine. You just never know.
All right, and if, as I always say, if you're a kid listening and your parents are cool enough to let you listen to the girly quiz, do not ask them questions. My friend lets his daughter listen. Sometimes she asks him questions and then he stopped letting her listen to the girly quiz.
Oh no!
Yeah, so don't make that happen for you. Don't ask your parents questions.
That makes me sad. Let's get cracking. Question number one in the girly quiz this week. David Hammond, Red Ken, Amika, and Wella are all famous for selling what type of products?
Wella.
Wella. W-E-L-L-A.
Wella.
The other one is spelled A-M-I-K-A and Redken is R-E-D-K-E-N.
Wella, Redken and Mika.
And Amika. A-M-I-K-A.
Amika.
They all sell a certain type of product.
Okay, well, here's what they sound like.
Yeah.
They sound like those kind of
Danons.
Danons. You know, which is kind of like a yogurt, like a probiotic yogurt type vibe. That's what they sound like. Wella, Redken and Amika. Amika, I feel like I heard of. Would you say Amika is the most popular of the three?
Personally, this is so interesting. That would be the most unfamiliar to me.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I would know Redken very well. I would know Wella well. I would have, in the past, had products from Redken and Wella, but I've actually never had a product from Amika.
Okay. Wella, Redken and Amika. I would imagine that they are something... I do think they're probiotics or something like that, or like maybe something to give you like... iron after you or on your period or something like that. I don't know, but I don't know. Also, they could be. I don't think they're types of the pill. Would any woman know this?
I'd be really surprised if Emma didn't know. But you also have your Simplify, which might really help you. So, if you want to hold on to Emma, you've got two questions that she could really help you with.
Mm.
I thought you'd get this. To be honest,
did you really?
Yeah, I did. I thought
Wella,
this one would be easy.
Redken and Amika.
I thought you'd recognise Wella.
All I'm thinking of is how, like, when a Liverpool person says hello, Wella.
Wella.
Y'all right, la? What's going on, la? Wella. I don't know. Wella. Wella, Wella, Wella. Wella. No. I don't know why I think repeating it would help. Let's call in Emma. Let's call in.
You're going to go? You're going to go. Okay, yeah, okay. Emma, welcome on in. You're needed on question number one.
Emma, I'm sorry. But 30 seconds on the clock. Please tell me what Wella, Redken and Amika are.
What they sell.
What they sell. What they sell.
Hair products.
Is it hair products? Is it just as simple as hair products?
Yeah, it's shampoo. And Amika, I can't believe you don't know that either. They do brilliant dry shampoo.
Do they?
Oh my God, yes they do, Emma. Yes they do.
Yeah.
That never clicks with me.
Yeah, they do really good dry shampoos. They're all hair products.
I'd say if I saw the logos, I'd probably know. Because I feel like maybe I can... When I think of Redken, I think of Red Click Insurance. Do you know what I mean?
They're brutal. Sorry.
Let's go with hair products.
Final answer.
Final answer.
Nice one, Em. Well done.
Yes.
You did it.
I knew it.
Sorry.
Do I not get a little... thank God.
They're a type of... And I was going to say, your Simplify would have helped you if you wanted to hold on to Emma for later, because hair care... is one answer, and the other answer was baby clothes. And I'd mentioned I've used these products, and why would I have?
I
baby
still
clothes?
Wouldn't have forgot that.
Oh, no way,
Emma! Well done, €100 Just Eat voucher on its way to you. Thanks a million for taking
Thanks
part.
So much.
Thanks, Emma. Good luck.
No
bye.
Problem, bye.
Okay, one for one. Well done. We roll on to question number two.
I always think it's a failure, even though I've only
it's
two questions
failure.
Left. I know it's not a failure, but like when I use my phone a few minutes on the very first question, I feel like now I'm on my own. Now I'm lonely.
You should be okay, I think. And I think
I've no Callum in studio today.
Quite interesting, this one. So today, in today's world, in Christian weddings, the veil is more of a symbolic and traditional gesture rather than a strict religious rule. But can you name two things it historically symbolised?
Historically. Okay. I think Right.
This is when things weren't great for the women. Do you know what I mean?
Yes. I would say one, being the reason it's called a veil, is because you're unveiling your future wife to the world. And that's like, it's like that kind of vibe. It's like unveiling. So that's one.
I'm going to tell you now, that is correct.
Sweet.
The lifting of the veil represents the bride being revealed and entering union openly with her partner.
Perfect.
So that's one. I need one more.
So you need one more. Is it something to do with purity? Like, so say, for example, when it's like the wife lifts off the veil, it's like, or like the woman has the veil on and she's like, I don't want to say not pure. Like, that's the most Andrew Tate sentence I've ever said in my life. But I don't want to sound like that. But I just mean,
Back in those days, symbolise this kind of level of purity.
Yeah, and then if you took that off, it was just like, now she's a woman. It was to symbolise maybe innocence.
I'm going to put you out of your misery. Innocence. That is absolutely correct.
Yes, come on.
So protection and purity, you got that in one. Historically, the veil symbolised purity and innocence, which you mentioned, acting as a covering for the bride. This is what I didn't like. Submission and modesty, that the veil represented the church as the bride of Christ and the woman's submission to her husband's authority as head of the household.
Unreal. So the fact I said purity basically gave me the correct answer.
You
I said
it.
Because I said purity.
Yeah, it's spot on.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Deadly.
Well
unreal.
Done. Well done, well done.
Thank
well done.
You.
Okay, you still love your Simplify. And we're rocking into question number three. Here's an interesting one for you. And this doesn't speak, I'm not speaking for all women, because there's definitely people listening who are way better at makeup and stuff than me, okay? So it's more like, I was like, oh, really? I'm 32 and I never knew that. Which part of the body should be checked for the correct foundation shade? So you know if you're in the chemist or you're in somewhere even more bougie and you're picking
up
your foundation.
I understand the question.
Where, yeah, okay. Where on the body should you kind of test it out to make sure it's the right shade for you?
Okay, so it's got to be somewhere that doesn't specifically, that doesn't usually have makeup on it. It's got to be somewhere that maybe doesn't have a lot of tan on it.
Okay, no. I'm going to just, because I don't think this is helping. You listening, don't be giving out to me. You're trying to work it with your natural skin tone. So naturally you wouldn't, this would be a situation where forget about the fake tan.
Okay.
And forget about having makeup on. Imagine you're going into this place and you're completely makeup free and you're completely tan free. So just get that out of your head.
Okay. Where would you put it? I would still say the back of the wrist. I'd feel like that's your natural, because you could have, you know what I mean? I'd say that's where you're at your most thing. I'm trying to think of the, is there anywhere else, where would you go? Under the eyes, maybe. I've seen people go under the eyes. Let's simplify it, and if it's the back of the wrist or the under the eyes, I'm going to go mad.
Alright, entering simplify mode. Which part of the body should be checked for the correct foundation shade? Is it A, the hand? Is it B, the jawline?
No, it's the hand. It has to be the hand. I'm going to go with final answer. Because I can picture people like, do you know who I'm instantly thinking of is like Ellie Kelly and stuff. And you see when they take photos of like new makeup they get on and they put it on their hand, I'm pretty sure. I'm going to go with hand, final answer.
No! That is so disappointing.
Oh my God.
I am so sorry.
I was so sure.
I was shocked. I always do the hand. It's apparently the last place you should do it.
Why?
The notes are, avoid the hand or wrist. Your hand is usually darker or has different undertones than your face, leading to a poor match. So if you do the jawline, it kind of takes in your skin tone on your face.
I've
and
never
on your
seen
neck.
Anyone do the jawline.
I know, neither. Honestly, neither do I. But this is what is legitimately saying. I cross-checked this with multiple websites. It was like, the jawline is where you're meant to do it, not the hand.
Oh, that's so disappointing.
Yeah, that is so sad. They say check the neck and the, basically your face is much lighter than your body due to sun protection, so you match to your neck or chest to ensure your face doesn't look like a floating mask type thing.
Savage.
Oh, what a let. I'm sorry, Dave, you were doing so well.
Yeah,
but hey, that's just how the cookie crumbles.
Emma, David, Fiona, live and loud on Spin.
After weeks topping the charts in Ireland, they've dropped down to number 5, but it's fine. It's cool. We still love the song.
Don't worry about
it. I love us Irish people. We're like, the song was huge, right, all around the UK. And we were like, oh yeah, it's not bad.
Mm-hmm.
And then about 3 months later to the party, I think we all went, Jeez, that's a good song, isn't it?
I'd say people are put it down to number five because they didn't get Olivia Dean tickets, so they're like, do you know what, I'll just stop listening to her altogether so that I won't have FOMO.
Yeah, beaten to the top spot now actually is Olivia Rodrigo's brand new song. She's out with her new song, and on the back of Coachella, Beauty and A Beat from Justin Bieber and Nicki Minaj is number two in Ireland.
In the Irish charts.
Yeah, which means it's like a new song again, so we should all be playing it.
Why are we not playing it?
Beauty and A Beat is the second most popular song in this country right now, and it was released so long ago.
This message is for our head of music and our head of music only. If you are not our head of music, you don't have to listen to this bit. Gavin, please can we play Beauty and A Beat?
Thank you, sir.
Fiona in the morning.
Hello there, what's going on?
What's going on? Happy Thursday, everybody.
My friend Avian just shared a photo of her dog, Mila, crawling into the bed.
I saw that under the covers.
It's so cute. Yeah, Seamus is Mila's sister and does the exact same thing. But it just reminded me...
Seamus is your dog.
Seamus is my dog, sorry. Context. It reminded me of... Do you remember that scene in 101 Dalmatians? And this is before they're kidnapped and everything, and they're getting themselves into their cozy little bed.
Is this the cartoon one?
The OG.
I don't think I've seen that since I was like probably 4 years old.
You might remember this moment. One of the pups does, like, you know, the dog typically like turns and really kind of assesses the situation and swings their arse and moves around before they decide to lie down and what position to lie down in. And it's really cute the way they kind of go, what way will I lie down here?
They
now?
Do a little turn.
They do a few turns. Yeah. From watching that when I was a kid, I have this memory of my parents trying to put me to bed, and for weeks on end I'd be like, no, I need to find the right position.
Stop, that's so funny.
I'd be like on my hands and knees in the bed.
You're not a dog, Emma. That's
like,
adorable.
What way will I lie? Would you just get in to the bed? And I'd be like, no, I need to wait and see what way to cuddle myself
that's
up.
That's very funny.
It's one of the cutest things that they do that I wish we could do, of like,
I suppose we toss and turn. They kind of lie down and they're instantly gone.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
They do their kind of prep work for getting cozy before lying. Which is interesting.
That's nuts.
Interesting way to do
it. I've never thought of it that way, but that's really interesting. Yeah, they are very cute. A dream dog of mine was always a Saint Bernard and a Dalmatian.
Oh, there's actually, where I go boxing, someone close by has a Dalmatian pup at the moment, because every time I'm driving out, he's just in behind the gate. He must be only 3 months old. Like, he's... Adorable.
How do you get, like, I know you should adopt and not buy, right? Because, like, obviously, obvious reasons. But, like, Dalmatians, if you were to buy, probably mad money.
I'd imagine so. A full bred, yeah. Pedigree these days is nuts.
Yeah, crazy.
Even, like,
money.
A golden retriever now to buy up front is nuts.
Really?
Like, I think over a thousand.
Well, there you go. Adopt, don't buy.
Absolutely. But,
yeah, lovely.
Emma, Dave and Fiona on your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Sounds like spin.
Sounds like spin.
Have you filled in on the epic birthday party I attended on Saturday?
Epic.
It was epic. It was my niece's and nephew's birthdays. They're like a few weeks apart birthday-wise, so they had the party together in kind of the week in between. They're from a place in Waterford. And when you're from Waterford, you're all aware as kids of this place that has stood the test of time in terms of parties. It's called Leahy's Open Farm.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Tremor.
Leahy's Open Farm is this kind of birthday party / communion / place to go to have fun, basically. I didn't go there much as a kid. I think I went there once at Christmas time to see Santa.
Okay.
But this is where the kids were having their party. And for example, it's in County Cork. It's about 45 minutes in the car from where my sister
is. So everywhere the people in Waterford want to go for their birthday is Cork.
Kind of, yeah. But like most kids in my niece's class would also have their party in Leahy's Open Farm.
Okay.
It's just a good venue. The kids seem to love it, right?
Cool.
So I didn't know what to expect because I haven't been to this place since I was, as I say, a kid. It was like a distant memory. But my God, it's like a country kid's dream. It's everything you want. It is on a farm, but they've branched out and do loads of different activities. But this is where I kind of find this interesting for you right this morning. You kind of buy this package when you're going in. So the party would include entrance to the farm. You get to obviously hang out with the animals. You can hold a snake. You can pet the rabbits.
Oh, wow.
You can explore this maze. I love a good maze. Very scary that
I
get
love
lost.
A maze.
Yeah. Climbing frames, go-karts. Now, they're pedal go-karts.
Savage.
And a barrel train.
They have pedal go-karts.
Yeah,
that's
but
amazing.
On a proper, like,
track.
Course.
That's
track,
so
yeah.
Cool.
A barrel train. This is fun.
What's that?
It's basically old blue barrels chopped in half.
Okay.
The seats are in it. They're all attached. And you're driven around at high speed by a quad.
In a barrel?
In a barrel.
What do you mean?
The quad's at the front.
Yeah.
And it's carrying all these half barrels of children around a woodland.
Oh, sorry, I see what you mean.
And so the kids are loving it.
The barrels are like carts, like carriages.
Do you know what I'm saying? It's okay. Like proper,
like a train.
Basic ways to make a theme park, if
okay.
That makes sense. Right?
I love this.
So I want to go through some of the attractions that are there. Bear in mind the country twist, which I just love. And if you had to pick a few things for your package, what would you be doing? This wasn't included, and the kids were disgusted that they couldn't go to the digger park. Loads of diggers and tractors. These are the real deal, as in proper machinery sitting there, and you get to like move rocks across the way.
The closest we had to this was in Malahide when we were kids.
In Malahide, was it?
Yeah, we Malahide when we were kids, and we used to go to the playground.
Yeah,
and they'd have
the small
sand
ones
pit
in the sand,
and
yeah.
You'd be able to lift the digger and put the sand wherever else.
They were still features.
Are they
very
still a thing? Actually,
kids?
By the way, 087711103. Are those diggers in Malahide that in the playground still a thing?
Yeah, but those diggers in general popular there. But this is the real deal, right? You have to pay extra for that,
right? See what, like a JCB? Like
a JCB, proper diggers, you can get up there and there's
you're
there
joking.
You, and you can do a bit of work on the digger for
that is so cool.
It is so cool. I mentioned the maze. Then there's a fairy trail. I don't think you'd be too interested, but you can imagine all the fairy houses.
Yeah,
fairy
I'd like to see some fairies. That sounds pretty cool.
This is amazing. Its feature wasn't included. The kids were sickened. Den building. Come to the forest and build your own den. All made from natural materials you have to find around the forest.
Oh, what, as in like what? Like branches and all?
Yeah, and then you make a den in the trees and that's your spot for an hour.
That is the coolest thing ever.
Yeah,
we used to spend summers making dens.
So did I. Me and my friend Ursula, that's all we did as kids. Then there's a farm museum. There's the Farmer's Fun House, which is kind of indoor. Again, it's very similar to what you mentioned with those little diggers. The indoor play barn. It's like your typical, how would you describe them? Like soft play area.
Oh,
inside,
yeah, kind of like a jungle zone
fun.
Type thing.
Yeah.
That's cool.
What else was there? There's so much. There's literally so much. The Forest Adventure Park is there. And there's the your typical adventure trails and climbing towers. But the big drop slide. This is like a homemade slide made out of, I don't know, some old farming tubing.
Savage.
It's incredibly long. It's incredibly high.
I love the health and safety in this thing.
That's what I mean. There's mini golf.
There was, when I was a kid, we went on holiday to Wexford.
Yeah.
And there was like fields and stuff. And we used to like, my friends were from Wexford. So they were like, oh, come to this farm or whatever. And you'd jump along the bales of hay.
So
and you'd be so up so high. So that was unreal. And then the next day there was like a kind of a farm festival.
Mm.
So you'd be up on these bales of hay and you'd be knocking each other off with different bales of hay onto other bales of hay.
And then you'd be on the round bales and knock each other off with the
other hay.
Square,
bales.
Not
yes.
Square. Oh my God, brain. What's a long square called?
A rectangle?
A rectangle.
Long square. But then the other thing, I've never done it now, but isn't there a thing in like the ploughing championships or something, like a game you can play where you can guess on a grid or put money on a grid about where you think a cow is going to have a poo?
Oh, that's excellent.
So like it's like a grid and then they release the cow and wherever he does it, that's where you win or something like
that's
that.
That's so good.
That's kind of cool. I like these country games are dead.
Yeah. When we were young, as in early teenagers, tweens, 12, 13, 14, where our hangout spot as teenagers was the bales.
Really?
It was like, let's go down to the bales. And people would have all their stuff shoved in the bit. Like you'd have jackets and t-shirts and like drinks and food all shoved in around.
And the farmers wouldn't mind, no?
I think we got shouted at a few times.
Right,
we'd always go back and we'd always manoeuvre the bales back into this circle.
That
and
is so cool.
It's where I got my first kiss.
Wow.
At the
on
bales.
A hay bale.
At the bales.
Nice.
Yeah. Very hard to get up though. Very embarrassing when you can't
imagine.
Get up. Give us a legger, will you?
There's a bit of a weird trend happening at the moment on TikTok. Specifically, it started in LA, I want to say.
Right.
Okay. And everything I will say here for the duration of this, me talking about this, is... all my own opinion.
Okay.
So that I cannot be sued.
So is this like an old Twitter bio where it says, my views do not reflect the views
of
the company that I work for?
My views are my views and these are my opinions.
Yes, yes.
Because I don't want to get sued by Scientology.
Okay, I have no idea what's going on here. So please, please enlighten me.
A lot of, and I have to be so careful, a lot of critics of Scientology would call it a cult and not a religion.
Okay.
A lot of critics would. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying a lot
of critics.
What
is Scientology? Let's bring it back to the real basics.
Scientology is a religion type of thing where there's a lot of celebrities who are kind of entangled in Scientology.
I'm not going to lie. I have no idea what it is.
Okay. So it seems to be what critics have said is that the higher you pay, the more you'll be successful in that religion. Do you know what I mean? That's the kind of vibe, it seems, okay, to put out. Now, a lot of people would obviously say that, it's good for, it means good things or whatever. But there's a bit of a trend at the moment on TikTok where the Scientology Center in LA, this is where it started, where people are what's calling speed running the Scientology Center. This is all over my For You page.
Okay.
Like, it's everywhere. And it's basically people just walking along the streets. So there's a Scientology Center in LA. It's just a giant center. The doors are always open. There's always someone outside. And they're trying to get people in to learn more about Scientology. They're big on getting, you know, recruiting, I suppose. So what people have started doing is just casually walking by the center, because if they think you're in any way going to shed abuse or say they're a cult or say that they're in any way bad, they shut the doors and they frost the windows like that.
Oh,
they have a button. They have a button that frosts the window. So imagine you going by a church, just a random Catholic church.
Yeah.
And they think you look bad. They'll press a button with the doors closed and the glass frosts.
Wow, okay.
So you can't see through, right? It's nuts. And then they won't reopen and you can't open the doors until that person is gone.
Mm-hmm.
So what people have started doing is casually walking past the Scientology Center in LA, and so that no one will really suspect them. And then they dart inside and they run as far inside the building as you can possibly go.
Before you get hauled out of the
place. Before the security come and get you. So that's the trend at the moment, and that's what people
are
doing.
It's like a really bad version of Knock a Dolly.
Yeah, kind of. Like, now, you say Knock a Dolly, people don't know what that is. Knickknacks.
Knickknacks, sorry.
Yeah, is what that is. Where people knock on the door and kind of run away.
Yeah.
But this is the opposite. They run in the door and they run as far deep into the building as they can. Places they're not allowed.
Yeah.
A lot of people think that Scientology is, you know, very secretive, and there's a lot of places like kind of brainwashing. That's what some critics have said.
Mm.
That's why some people say it's a cult. Again, I'm trying to be as careful as I can so I don't get sued.
Yeah, yeah.
So this
You're
is all my
You're just talking about what
opinion.
You've heard. You're not saying that this is your opinion.
Exactly. So that's what the trend is at the moment. These people are running through. And what I also people have started doing is taking screen grabs of where people have managed to run to, and they're mapping out
who's gotten in the furthest.
They're mapping out who's gotten in the first, but also they're mapping out the Scientology building itself. So corridors, different rooms, upstairs, downstairs.
I wonder if people like who are members are hating this.
They hate it.
But we're talking about Scientology, and I didn't even know what it was a minute ago.
Well, there
so
you go.
That's the other side of
no,
it.
They, maybe that's a bad thing, but that would not be for me to say. So that's the trend at the moment. It's really interesting because people are mapping out the building and just seeing how far they can get in. Like, some person got all the way down to like the second floor or something, down through a load of corridors.
And I presume they're not getting arrested or anything for it,
The Scientology people are instantly just trying to kick them out. It's like, get out, and the security are like kicking them out. It's crazy. If you look it up on TikTok, it's nuts. But then this has started happening in like Chicago's one, and like LA's one obviously is the one that started it, and it's happening in other ones now as well. So what the Scientology Center have done is they've taken the door handles off the doors.
Right.
So I'd imagine what they'll start to do now is just stand outside, and if you want to come in, they'll open the door for you so that people can't go in.
Mm-hmm.
But you're talking about groups of like kind of teenagers running in, uploading
this
on TikTok.
They're doing a bit of mess.
It's like parkour.
It's just a bit of mess.
It's like parkour, yeah.
I'm looking it up here. So at its core, Scientology teaches that humans are actually spiritual beings who've lived many lives in the past. They say that life's problems like stress, fear, or trauma come from negative experience stored in your mind.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get rid of these negative experiences and become a better or powerful
if you
version
pay
of
loads of money
through specific practices.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there you go.
Interesting. I want to be deep.
A lot of people would say, don't fall for it. A lot of people would say it's a cult. I'm not saying that, but a lot of people would say that.
Interesting.
Critics would say that.
I have a lot of reading to do today. I have a lot of TikToking to do today. I got to get myself
over. There's a certain South Park episode I can show you if you want.
Link it over to me. I have a lot of catching up to do, it seems.
This was all my opinion, not that of Spin 103.8. Emma was just talking about kind of like games she used to do in this place on a farm in Waterford. And I was kind of talking about like different games we would have played when I went to the country for on holidays and stuff like that. Emma was saying that there's this farm where you can go and basically learn how to do a JCB digger.
It's so fun.
I'm saying the closest that I've ever got to that was in Malahide when we were kids, and we used to go to the Malahide Park, and we used to go on the little diggers that you could dig up the sand and you'd turn the digger and you'd put it. And I was wondering, are they still a thing?
Oh, we have an update from Chloe.
Hi, them diggers in Malahide are still a thing. They are still there. A few months ago, I brought my friend's baby for a day out for his birthday. We brought him to Malahide Park, with my boyfriend, and I think my boyfriend actually had more fun on the diggers than the child. I actually couldn't get the two of them out of the park.
That's exactly what I want. Yeah, that's exactly what I'd be like.
I was on Inishore last year on the island trip.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah, they had them, and they're great crack.
They're so fun.
They're brilliant.
The little turning around and them and stuff like that. It's so good.
Great.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Love a bit of Peter Collins and love a bit of McDonald's every day on the show this week. They've given us 200 euro cash to give to you because breakfast just got a spicy upgrade. McDonald's has teamed up with Frank's Red Hot Ketchup for a fiery twist on your breakfast. It's the same McDonald's you love, just with a little bit more kick.
And it's available until the 8th of June, served until 11 a.m. at participating restaurants. We would love to give away cash. We're playing a game of heated questions, and on to play this morning is Dean. What are you up to?
No, I'm just getting up, making a bit of breakfast now. Fed the dog.
Very nice. Nice.
What kind of food do you give him or her?
I know she's looking. I'm boiling her some chicken there, so she has her eyes on it.
Oh,
very nice.
God, you're very lucky. Treating the dog very well.
And what are you at for the rest of the day?
She gets fed better than me.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's funny.
What are you at for the rest of the day, Dean?
No, I'm just getting ready for work now.
Very nice. What do you do?
Bus driver for
Dean,
Dublin Bus.
The bus driver for Dublin Bus. Very nice.
And then I have a question for you, right? Because you're driving the bus, where did you take your hour lunch break? Did you just park up somewhere and say, throw on the out of service light?
I wish I could know that it was that easy. we have a structure pretty well, so.
Oh. Very good. All right, Dean, let's see if we can win you some cash this morning. You're on to play heated questions, okay? You have up to 4 questions to answer this morning. Every single time you get one right, we're going to ask you if you want to double the amount, going all the way up to 200 euro. Each question, though, is going to get a little bit spicier as the quiz goes on. Are you ready to play?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, let's kick it off.
Round number one, Dean, for 25 euro, what is the opposite of yes?
Oh, for God's sake.
No.
Yes, yay! Correct. Well done. My God, ridiculous first question. But as I said, they start to get a little bit spicier as they go on. Question two, for 50 euro, Dean, would you like to double it?
Yeah, go ahead.
Let's do it. Which fairy tale character's nose grows when he lies?
Pinocchio.
Bang on.
Tough question.
Tough question.
Well done, Dean.
Bang on.
Do you want to play on for 100 quid?
Yeah, go for it.
Come on, you'd be grand. What gas do humans breathe in from the air?
Oxygen.
Dean, I don't know how you managed to do it, but...
It's 100 euro. You've got it, Dean. You've got it. I actually don't know if I would have got that right, you know.
The gas in there would have thrown me off.
Yeah, is it CO2? Is it carbon? Is it oxygen? I don't know what it is.
We don't want that.
last one, Dean. Do you want to double it for 200 euro?
Well, I double it and go for it.
All right, here we go.
What have we got to lose?
Okay, so you're going to double down. Here we go. Question four. For 200 euro, Dean... What's the name of the first person to walk on the moon?
Neil Armstrong.
For 200 euro, is Neil Armstrong the correct answer?
It is!
Yes! 200 euro, Dean. Well done. I honestly don't think I would have got that one either. I would have said like Buzz Aldrin or something like
okay.
that.
Okay. You know what I would have said?
Go on.
It was all a lie. It never even really happened.
Yeah, I meet you on that
they
one.
They conned us.
Yeah, it's a flat earth as well. Dean, congratulations. 200 euro going to you. Oh, thanks to McDonald's. Have a fantastic
Enjoy
day.
Enjoy your day, pal. Dean.
Thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Good
bye,
luck.
Bye.
Enjoy your day, pal.
I
Dean.
Know it's really hard to try and stop.
Dean.
I'm trying my best to stop calling people pal.
Why? I like pal. It's better than your other ones.
Babe.
Babe is just
Hi, hon.
Awful. Hon is awful.
Why not?
Pal is good.
I like calling people hon.
No, I don't like it. Well, I just don't like
what
being
about,
called hon myself.
Hey, pet. How are you?
No, pet. It's just awful.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. A pal is sound.
Pal is all right.
Pal is not all right.
You call people bro.
Yeah, or man. What's up, man? What's up, bro?
They're just very masculine. Whereas if it's a girl, why can't I be
Pippa
like...
Pippa said this yesterday. She was just like, why do you keep calling me man? I said, I'm not calling you man. I said, it's a lovely day. I said, man, it's a lovely day. Mm. I'm not calling you man.
No, I get it. But if you're speaking to someone on the phone on the show and you're allowed to say bro and man, I should be allowed to win the odd babe. Dave rolls his eyes every time I call someone on the phone babe. And I'm like,
pal
just,
is nice.
I
what would you call a girl, though, I suppose?
Hun.
Yeah.
Babe.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm with you. Okay, I'm gonna start calling everyone babe.
Pal works for everyone though.
It does.
Tomorrow morning, your chance to win with McDonald's just after 7:30.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
We're about to play Sabrina Carpenter. Just reminded me of the headlines over the last few days about Barry Keoghan finally coming out being like, so what happened was there, a video a few years ago by someone claimed that I was cheating on Sabrina. She then, that took off and went all over the world and made headlines and blackened my name.
Mm-hmm.
But I was.
But then your one came out and said, actually, that video I made was total BS.
And Barry's point is interesting because he said nobody paid much attention to that video.
Yeah, when, yeah.
And it's kind of similar to what happened to, I was listening to, I think it was my therapist ghosted me a couple of weeks ago. I hadn't even heard this. We all went so hard on Chapel Roan on the back of her being allegedly, her team being cruel to that footballer's daughter.
Yeah. Georgina.
Well, actually, on the back of the security card taking full responsibility, saying he's not employed by Chapel's team at all, your man, Jorginho, came out and basically said, I have decided that this matter is now closed. I have nothing more to say. But never said sorry for the absolute crap that he put Chapel Roan through for a week.
But like, that's why I don't understand. Why don't these people come out and say that didn't happen? Like, say
now,
Barry Keoghan.
Chapel did, in fairness. She did put up the video being like, guys, I don't hate children. I'm no Cruella de Vil.
But she still didn't do a good job at it. She was lying in bed. I'm like, do better. Like, Barry Keoghan could have come out and went, that's not feckin' true. Why are you doing, why is people, you know what I mean?
That's true.
If you don't want to get cancelled, maybe back yourself. Maybe come out and go, well, that's just not simply not true.
A simple tweet would have cleared that rumor
everything up
years ago. Lads,
you got so much hate because you never said anything.
That's interesting. That's a good way of looking at it as well. But I suppose he was saying he just disappeared because he couldn't cope with the hate he was getting, I suppose. I don't know what it feels like to be one of the most hated guys in the world.
Yeah.
But allegedly, he did nothing wrong.